Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a topic that popped into mind on a drive back from a preach today, as I noticed an ad on the side of the road for beauty products for men and women, that concept of beauty. And I want to start in Psalm 96, 5-6. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. The biblical concept of beauty, as with all biblical concepts, has been twisted by the culture to fit the fleshly ways of Satan's kingdom. Oftentimes, people associate cultural beauty with lust, feminism, wealth, etc., completely overlooking the intended design of creation's beauty and order, which is to give God glory. His order and his ways have already defined beauty for us. Yet many are deceived into thinking beauty changes with the culture. Romans 1 verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Let's take a quick look at beauty according to fashion, makeup, hairstyles, and adornment of worldly men and women. For men, beauty has become showing of the private areas with skin-tight clothing and tucking in shirts, making sure the sleeves are extra short to show off musculature, getting a trendy haircut, tattoos, shaving the face and body, adorning oneself with earrings or necklaces, and some men even use makeup now as well. For women, beauty has become showing off the private areas with skin-tight clothing, tucking in the shirts, hairstyles of various designs, makeup, earrings, necklaces, shaving the body, tattoos, etc. They sound pretty similar. You see how the culture is moving forward to blur the differentiation God has made between the beauty of men and the beauty of women? It's a redefinition of what true beauty is. Romans 1, 25-28. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God made things in a specific order, in a specific way, for the purpose of his glory. Revelation 4 verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And 1 Corinthians 15, 39-41. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. Anything outside of this truth is a lie. Just like makeup masks the truth and is a lie, just like tight clothing and expensive haircuts are all a show of wisdom, yet this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Philippians 3:18-19. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. And we know that loving or making one lie will keep you outside of the kingdom. Revelation 22:14-15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So that was my short little study on beauty. Are you believing a lie today, neighbor? I care about you, but Satan has twisted that idea of beauty to mean, I'm going to change how God made me look. I'm going to change how nature is originally. I'm going to twist this order, twist that order. And as long as it fits in the culture, that's the deception. As long as it's culturally acceptable and men find it acceptable, it's all okay. I'm doing all right. But the Lord said, whatever man esteems, God finds an abomination. So I want you to test yourself to the culture, test yourself to the Word of God. Are you walking according to the order and the beauty which God has established? Or are you walking toward and in the cultural beauty which changes every year, every month, pretty much every week? So test yourself, neighbor. I care about you. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.